Time now for the Hardline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue, Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Oh, unbelievable.
The Hard Line starts now.
Hey, welcome into the Hardline. It's 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. You know that because that's where you're listening. I would also recommend the 590 The Fan app if you have not downloaded that. It is time. It is time for you right this second. It is available in the, the Google Play Store as well as the Apple Store, so you can get it where you need to get it. There has been a new app that dropped within the last month or so. So if you have the old one, you're probably experiencing a lot of glitches and problems. That is because it will not be updated anymore and it is no longer on the App Store. So there you go. You're welcome for that. A lot of you guys, actually, I talked to a fair amount of you that listen at your computers at work. You put your headphones in, you make sure your boss can't hear you, and so there you go. So 590thefan.com, do that. I think, Rock, we're live on 590 The Fan Facebook as well, so check that out. Thank you, everybody. Good stuff today. The Cardinals had an off day yesterday, and therefore, no update on another win towards their 10th straight series win.
But we did get an update on the roster as Colton Wong heads to the DL with a hamstring strain and Patrick Wisdom comes up.
Patrick Wisdom played well last time he was up here.
He did.
And that is too bad because they were hoping that he would. That's why they waited so long here. They were hoping that he would not have to be moving a lot there. You know, the Cardinals season has, as we know, been a roller coaster. Oh, by the way, that it is retroactive to August 26th. So he's already, which when you do something like that, that's your, at least your hope is that he can be back sooner than later. Also, the Memphis Redbirds tweeting out, congratulations to Stubby Clapp for winning back-to-back PCL Manager of the Year honors. Congratulations there, Stubby. Cam, under Clapp, the Redbirds have won consecutive division titles for the first time since the 2009-2010 season. Have been in first place since April 28th of 2017. That is 487 calendar days.
Do you think Stubby Clapp will get a shot up with the big boys sometime here soon? Maybe not.
Not the Cardinals.
You don't think the Cardinals? As some type of role?
Yeah, it's interesting because, yes, from manager, you would not. I just wonder if there's another team that would go grab him.
Maybe.
That's the thing.
I mean, look what he's doing with these kids, man. He's been on. It's hard to teach that.
Yeah. You all right, Cam?
A long day yesterday, man.
Tell me about it. How'd you golf?
Well, I golfed terribly.
Really? Yeah. Are you getting worse? Do we need less?
No, it was just a weird. It was 100 degrees out. Beautiful country club, Persimmon Woods. Unbelievable tournament. It's the only one of the few tournaments that I'm going to really miss work for is that pool holes tournament. It is fantastic. Carlos Martinez was there.
Yes.
I was sick. I felt like a crackhead. I'm doing interviews with Fox Sports Midwest is following me around, and they're filming me golf, and I'm like snots coming down my nose. I just looked like, I had a weird thing going on. And we had a guy on our group that's never played golf before. Great group of guys, man. They're all from they're all deaf, and they have a big organization. They donate a bunch of money, and they're the one guy. I guess the owner or the founder, whatever the case is, first time golfing. And he wears these loafers on the course. And he's sliding all over the place, it was a long one, but great guys. And then we went to Urban Chestnut and did a round table with me, Pat Maroon, Scott Mayfield, Joey Vitale. So it was a long day, man. And I just got this weird cold and I've been sniffling all damn night. So why do I look terrible?
You sound like you're in an aquarium.
Oh, I know. That's horrible.
855-282-8255. Both Cam and Rock will be monitoring the text line. If you say anything witty, intelligent, or interesting whatsoever, we will read it. So there you go. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. So the Cardinals will be in action tonight, and we will get to some of that. It's a very weird, you know, you talk about the guys. We sort of did this the other day, Cam, you and I. Like, most responsible for being where you are type thing. We did it yesterday with Dave Rapp was here taking your place, too. And who would you say, Cam, is most responsible for the Cardinals' turnaround?
Probably the resurgence of the kids coming up, I would say.
So give me one person.
That's
an acceptable answer. I just want a person after that.
One person would probably Harrison Bader.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, man, it's contagious. He's making everybody else. Did you see his run the other day when he was in second?
Yeah,
he almost passed Jerko.
That's not hard to do, for the record.
It's like, Jerko, get your ass going, dude.
Maybe Schilt.
But as far as player, Harrison Bader, bar none, by a mile.
So there were three, like, that's why I said it's an acceptable answer, young kids. My top four looks like this. The change in the staff.
Yeah.
Schilt, batting coaches, allowing Maddox to turn into the guy. The second one was the overhaul of the bullpen. Three was Bader, and four was Carpenter. And Bader, I think, embodies all the young guys, which is basically what your answer was. He's just the leader of the pack that really changes things. But you put all that stuff together, and you know, we read this stuff off yesterday. That's nine straight series. You know, they're 15 games over 500. They've won more games than any team in the majors since the All-Star break.
It's not fluky.
And then you go down, you know, tonight you got Flaherty on the mound against Pittsburgh. That's going to go well for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
should
you go through what they're doing here. Not only is it not fluky, but I think it's a real change, right? It's like you went from a team.
It's a new team.
Yeah, I think you went from a team that was somewhat, they just weren't a happy team, right? That's the reason Jason Hayward didn't want to play here. They don't look like they're having any fun. And by the way, I think he was right. You know, nobody was having too much fun. And now you have a group of guys sitting in there that are having fun. And
I asked Carlos that yesterday. I go, you guys having fun? He's like, yeah, man, we're having a good time. We're all coming together, kind of hanging out more.
What does he know? He's been injured.
Yeah, no, he's still kicking. He's still in the. Yeah, he's everywhere still. So even more now, he's kind of be part of that kind of guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So he said, guys, they're hanging out more. Not as clicky. Not saying they were clicky before or anything has to do with.
No, I
Mike
think
Matheny,
they were clicky before,
but they might have been. And so
no, they talked.
I kind of talked
that,
to him about
actually.
That.
You know, they had the, like, well, at least going back, Tommy Pham told everybody. Remember, they had the ping pong group, and they had their little cliques.
It's you know, it seems like it's easier to walk in that locker room when you're having a good time.
Roxy.
Gino Ogic, the bullpen is the difference. The offense has been pretty much the same all year. They still rely on the home run too much.
True.
At the same time, if I don't know about you guys, but I was watching the game over the weekend with my parents when they hit that chopper that Bader scored from second.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen my parents just like that happy about sports before. Like, old school Cardinals fans watching that kind of stuff were giddy.
And you know what? Everybody else on that team is watching that kid do that. And they're like, yeah, I want to do that too. Like, I want to do something to get this kind of roar from the fans.
Don't do that because you're not as fast.
No,
as
Carpenter,
him.
No. Stay there and just
do
hang
not
out.
Do that. Take but third do you, base. No, but, I swear to God, if you go for home and you're not Harrison Bader, I will yell at the TV in an angry way.
Keep hitting like a maniac, Carp. That's your kind of role then. Like, you know, everybody's got their own thing. Just do it well like Harrison Bader is.
But I think even to Gino Ogic's point, I mean, the kids coming up, obviously Bader, Wong, Tyler O'Neill, those have been big, but the kids in the pitching staff have been huge. Flaherty, Gomber, Hicks.
Gant.
Hicks becoming a guy who was very good and hard to hit to a guy who is incredibly and impossible to hit. I mean, the jumps that Hicks has taken since May and June is incredible.
What about Michaelis? I mean, my God.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to beat.
I mean, we just didn't see that. Most people just didn't see this coming.
Well, that's because we don't have reception.
No, I watched those
Japan.
Japanese games. Okay. What are you talking about?
So,
Dr. Woody Bender. Guys, this isn't intelligent, witty, or even useful, but please just read my text.
Thank you.
Woody
Bender.
You got me on that one.
Cameron. The Cardinals don't play a team over 500 until September 13th.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That means right now, no, that's important because if you're playing well, which you are, this right now is your opportunity to catch the Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
Because after that, then you're going, let's see, you get the Dodgers at home for four.
I see what you're saying.
But you have to go to Atlanta for three.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco's still not a bad team. They've fallen off, but they're not a bad team. You get them at home. Then you play Milwaukee again. Then you finish with the Cubs. Right?
Those are all six in a row.
Right now, you got 15 games straight of teams that aren't above 500. You need to win.
You absolutely do need to win, and you need to beat the bad teams. I thought you were going to go, like, hey, this should be, you know, you're playing teams that are under 500. Sometimes that's, well, at least in hockey is different because guys could play a different kind of style. But no, man, you have to beat these struggling teams. If you're going to do anything, if you're going to keep this momentum going, you got to beat the teams under you. So this should be interesting. It absolutely should. But the Chicago Cubs are playing well right now. Last six in a row, 7 out of 10. Daniel Murphy got there, I know.
And Cole Hamill's been very good. He's 4-5-0 now. He's been – But the Cubs, their stuff coming up is, you know, they got to play better teams at least. They get to play the Mets again today at 7:05. So they got two more against the Mets. Then they're playing the Braves for a game. I wonder if that's a makeup game there. That is Thursday.
Just one game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be.
And then you got the Phillies, Brewers, Nationals, and then Brewers again. So they have a much harder, and they got Diamondbacks on here. I mean, they have a much harder go of things than the Cardinals do to finish out the year. But then the schedule for them will get easier as well. So now is your time. You know, if you are the Cardinals, you have three against Pittsburgh here at home.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a six-game homestand here. Three against Cincinnati. Go at Washington for three, at Detroit for three, and then back home against Pittsburgh. I think you got to win 10 of those, minimally. If you go, you win 2 out of 3, that means you win every series. Mm-hmm. You win 2 out of 3 every series. You go 10-5, you're sitting in pretty decent shape. You're not catching the Cubs on that. I think to catch the Cubs, you're maybe going 12-3 or something. Yeah. You're going to have to go on a run.
It's going to be very hard.
But you can get yourself in position.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. 10 games would be reasonable. And the way they're playing right now, I can't see that not happening, especially against these teams under 500.
Yeah.
Who are you worried about? Like, who are you worried about going up on the mound right now? Like, really, look down up and down the lineup.
Gant struggled.
What game can you pick out? Like, ooh, this might be a really tough one.
Well, I don't know the pitching matchups for the next 15 games, but.
Surprised you don't, to be honest with you.
I'm honestly.
Well, they don't know yet, right?
I'm honestly still worried about this Cardinals team playing teams below their stature. The propensity of the Cardinals to play down to competition will always worry me.
Yeah, well, no, I that's what I was kind of getting at as well. Like, sometimes it's tougher playing against teams that don't really care. But in baseball, I guess it's still different, man, where, you know, guys aren't hanging out at the blue line for breakaways because they don't care about getting back, where it can screw up your system a little bit. Where baseball, right. I just don't know what they, you know, either you're on
well,
or not.
Well, guys from baseball, you're playing for contracts, right? It's like you're playing for stats.
That's true. You're playing for stats. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So the Cubs.
Cam
next.
Didn't play for stats. He purposely missed those.
No, I did.
He missed
I did
those
the opposite.
Matters on purpose.
I didn't want stats.
Yeah, you didn't want the cheap goals.
Screw
just like,
Corsi.
Just like Gretzky.
Yeah. Jeez Louise. What a stupid method that is.
So, Cam, here is you got a chance here. Think about this. The Cubs are at home against the Mets for the next two, but then they're on the road for, I think, 11 games. You're going to Atlanta for one, Philly for three, Milwaukee for three, and Washington for four.
Ooh, 11-game road trip?
Yeah. 11 or 12, whatever that is.
Yeah. I had a buddy who spit out the stat on Twitter that I was following. Cardinals and Cubs, if they both beat every team that's below 500 – and lose every team that's above 500 on their schedule, they'll go into the last series of the Cubs up two games.
Okay, so you'll have a chance to win it.
And that's if you beat every team below and lose to every team above 500.
And the likelihood
that's
of that happening is very, very,
very
you,
little.
You would
but,
win a lot of money in Vegas if that happened.
I know, but I think it's not a 100% accurate stat, but I like the way to look at it when you talk about strength of schedule and things like that.
Yeah, good team, bad team.
Good thing. I feel like that's a good stat showing you this is probably going to come down to that last series.
Washington is 500. What happens to them? Do you just throw them out?
Because
the Cubs have to play four more times.
This was before last night. I think
the Cardinals have to play them three more times.
I think the Nationals played
last night. Kind of puts you in a pickle there, bud.
Yeah, I think the Nationals played last night, and this was before the game.
Okay.
So
there you go.
It was a little
There are
different.
No more crazy road trips for the Cardinals. The Cubs get 11 straight there. Then they get 6 at home. Then they go 6 on the road again. So that's a little bit different than what you're looking at in St. Louis, who they have 6. I think 6 at home here, 6 on the road. Then another 7 at home, 3 on the road. So the Cardinals aren't going to be gone for 2 weeks. You know, that's a tough thing.
Oh,
those
God.
Road trips are brutal.
Ugh, no, I know. But again, you're staying in one place four times or for at least 4 days in a row, so you kind of get chilled out.
Yeah, I just want, well, you'd know this because you guys did a little bit more. Obviously, we would just go and come back for the week. Isn't it brutal just go and say, okay, pack your bags. You're coming back here September 15th.
No, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. And it's especially, brutal. I don't know if they have to wear, no, they don't wear suits. Wearing suits everywhere you go, too. It's just, yeah. You know, it's not easy.
Cramps style.
You can't, well, you can't throw it in your, you got to have a certain kind of bag. You have, anyway, it is a pain in the ass, but, you know, we're going in and out. These guys are staying, getting solidified in the city, kind of getting comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier travel. But still, you're not sleeping in your own bed, you
That's
know.
Brutal.
But on the other hand, though,
don't get to see your family.
Yes, but on the other hand, you're away from your family. Like you think when you go home to your family, everybody's oh yeah, yeah. No, it's chaos. It's
right.
Chaos. You're not getting sleep. You know this and that. So sometimes a lot of these guys I play with, man, they played a lot better on the road because they're just away from their family a little bit. Not that that's in a negative way, but no, it's chaotic at home when you got kids cruising around.
Cardinals
not that I know.
Are to your point, and this has actually been a trend for the last few years. Cardinals are 9 games above 500 on the road this year. The Cubs on the road, we'll be able to tell you for that. The Cubs are 4 games above 500. They're 34-30. They're significantly better at Wrigley. They're 20 games above 500 at Wrigley. They're only 4 games above 500 on the road. So that 11-game road trip might mean something.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I like that, Cam. Good point.
Not to mention they still have one or two parts of their rotation that are terrible right now, and their offense is still stymied.
They are, but they're Cole Hamill.
It's going to come back.
Serious stabilization.
I mean, they're going to come back to the mean on that one. And the problem here with the Cubs is that if they shed all this off and all of a sudden they get hot in
they're hot right now.
Yeah, if it keeps going, that's terrifying. That's the problem.
They
this slump might have come at exactly the time when. If you have to have a slump, but you want it late July, early August, then you just hit the gear late August into September. And
2011 Cardinals, I'll tell you that.
That's where things are dangerous as hell.
And
that team is raw talent wise better than that team than the 2011 Cardinals, I think. So that's
this
dangerous.
Team is
no Cubs.
That Cubs the Cubs oh, roster God. Right now.
Oh yeah,
yes, I think that's probably
they're loaded.
True, yeah, yeah, I'm thinking.
I mean, we had
Chris
Cardinals
Carpenter
had pools,
was pretty good.
Ed Carpenter, but.
David Freese that year.
I mean,
a resurging Lance Berkman. Yeah, I mean, historically,
Berkman
those players.
Was like 35.
No, but he was like he was coming
no,
off a rough year with
year.
The Yankees, but he was amazing. Also, Cardinals didn't play yesterday, but their chances of making the playoffs, according to Fangraphs, jumped from 61% to 65%. It's always nice when other people around you that need to win lose.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing.
Can't
it's always a good
though.
Thing. Again, that, as of August 3rd, 25 days ago, was an 8% chance. Think about that, Cam. You have multiplied your chances of making the playoffs by more than 8 in 25 days.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you win in 3 out of 4 games for 3-4 weeks straight.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
Every joke I made was about how people need to stop comparing everything the Cardinals try to do to 2011 because it's never going to happen again.
Until it does.
And it didn't happen. It didn't happen
it
the exact same time frame, again. But kind of happened again.
I tell you what, though. When they got smoked in Colorado, though, when they got killed, like 12-1. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Colorado. Yep. And I'm
that
like, oh, this
brutal
might.
Brutal 8th inning.
This might be. Was it just one? Because I.
It was one inning. It was 1-1. Or one. Yeah, I think it was 1-1 going into the 8th.
Okay.
And then just fell apart.
And I'm like, oh, boy, maybe this is it. And then they go out the next night and stomp them.
Yep.
With 13, something like that. So it's like, okay, we screwed up. Let's show them next night. And they kind of regrouped.
They lost 9-1 before, and then they turned around and won 12-3.
Yeah, all right. It's a good turnaround.
There wasn't, and that was the one you're talking about was the two-out rally where they scored 6 in the first inning. I mean, they went nuts.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was.
Anytime you see a shellacking like
that. That was
when
Carpenter hit four doubles.
Four doubles.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
Well, Salsa has another thing to do with
oh, yeah, that's
turnaround.
Number 5 on the list.
Was that number 5?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so, man.
There you go, boys and girls. We need to go to break. I have an email here telling me about the things we need to read, Cam.
I think a
house
oh,
we're
on
a tin roof tomorrow.
Yeah, tin
yeah,
roof.
Yeah, we are.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Man, I want that Nashville hot chicken.
I'm pumped for that. And the tots.
I'm going to have them bring me like just like 3 sodas, just like stacked up, ready to go.
Harrison
and then
Bader.
I'm going to order the Nashville hot chicken anyway and just say, you know what? I'm powering through this. It's going to be delicious.
You'll probably lose weight from eating it, from sweating.
You're right.
I'm going to have the.
It looks so good.
I'm going to have the chicken and waffles, dude. Enough's enough.
Dude,
I'm doing it.
I've been looking at it.
I'm not messing around.
Bacon sorghum syrup.
Dude, they got it going.
I don't know
man.
How it's going to work, but it sounds delicious.
I lost like 20 pounds yesterday, dude. I'm eating what the hell I want, and it's going to be that chicken and waffles with syrup all over it. Oh,
Cam, the things I would not worry about if I looked like you at restaurants.
I don't understand. Chicken doesn't go with waffles.
We'll just have to see, TJ Moe.
Wow.
I don't think it does either, but I'm going to try it anyway.
No, I've heard
it's
like
a classic platter of food, and it works perfectly.
No, it doesn't. I've had it.
It works you're wrong.
I've had it.
You're wrong then.
That you I'm right trying. Now are Max Kellerman.
Where did you get it?
You're Max Kellerman.
Where did you get it? I'm not Max Kellerman because I'm not telling
you
you're
are
a bad
wrong,
person.
And you're stupid.
No,
and you know
well,
the reason you
I'm
believe
saying,
that? You're not
no.
actually black.
I'm saying you're wrong because I don't think you ever.
Do you like Max Kellerman?
No. I don't think
Thank you,
you ever. Yeah. Mainly partially because I have a buddy who texts me. He's like, "Did you see Max Kellerman?" I'm like, "You bring another just like milquetoast boring host and be like, you have to listen to his rant." When I personally work,
don't
he's
gonna
get
yell.
Me
Max.
Out of here. I don't want to
tell me
respect.
How to think.
And he's gonna yell and try to be just like Stephen A.
Wrong.
But less interesting.
And my guess is because one, you've never had it at Tin Roof, or two, you've never like just walked in.
I got the Nashville hot chicken, which you can only get in about three places in this city, and it is a game changing life changer.
Walk into a hole in the wall in the middle of Chicago.
Chicago.
Get their chicken and waffles, you will fall in love. It's the most beautiful, fattening
chicken.
Plate
doesn't
of food
go with
have.
Waffles. It just doesn't.
I don't care. I'm eating it.
You know what goes with waffles? Syrup, or you know, eggs, maybe bacon. That's called breakfast.
That's why there's a bacon syrup.
That makes no sense. Then why'd you put chicken on it?
Because all the flavors work together.
No, chicken. First of all,
are you looking at me, telling me that chicken and bacon doesn't work together?
Well, you have chicken bacon ranch.
Well. This is a flavor profile that works, TJ.
Chicken, bacon.
You're flying in the face of hundreds of years.
Look at what I'm telling
you. Of cuisine.
You. Bacon can go with anything, so you can't just throw that in there and say, see?
Yeah, I'm definitely cheating there, 100%.
Secondly, chicken can go with anything, sure. Which
chicken
is why
can do whatever it wants, dude.
It's the slight salt.
You're Max Kellerman,
it's the slight saltiness of the chicken, the slight salt sweetness of the waffle. They work perfectly together, TJ.
Right. You
and
can convince me.
And you're going to realize that tomorrow.
So you're pointing at me like Max Kellerman.
Look at Cam's cup here. That's pretty awesome.
You like that? Yeah, Top Shears made that bad boy for me.
For little, like, 6 months now.
That is well done.
I wish there was some water in that bad boy. It's like a desert in here.
You were sweating pretty bad when you got in here.
Oh, my God.
That's not a new thing.
Oh,
you know what? How about this? I'll get your Nashville hot chicken. You get the chicken and waffles tomorrow.
Oh, so
tomorrow
you win.
Tin Roof.
Great.
And you will finally
you get
realize
all the good
how great
stuff,
it is.
And I'm sitting there with a plate full of chicken that I didn't eat.
It's Tin Roof. We all get good stuff.
That's true. All right. So anyway, we're going to be at Tin Roof tomorrow. Please and thank you. Come hang out with us. Cam, good baseball segment. Well
Thanks,
done.
Man.
Well done.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We got some Mizzou released their depth chart, and we can kind of go through. We didn't have time yesterday, but I want to go through some thoughts on what Coach Odom had to say yesterday when we interviewed him. I thought that was a really fun interview. It's up on 590thefan.com if you want to listen to the entire thing. And then we just got a lot of stuff going on here. So I do want to talk about Max Kellerman. He hurts my head.
Points at you. He points at the TV and preaches to you how to think. Whether you agree with him or not, like don't do that.
I like opinions. Let's get into it later. All right, this is the Hardline.